cancer.
For brains. I mentioned that black fella that I was interviewing this morning. He had a bad effect on his appetite. Okay. What about something, talking about the whole grains of corn?
Kernel.
Well, this is something that you can buy in a can now. It's kind of puffy stuff. Some of it's white, some of it's
homily.
Big word?
Homily.
Yeah, okay. All right. And this is a starchy food that Chinese, you know.
Rice.
Yeah. Is that, that's where all that Louisiana is?
Yes.
Is it around Shreveport?
No, it's south, marshlands.
What would you call this alcoholic beverage that you hear people talking about making illegally and
stealing? Shine.
Yeah.
Moonshine.
Moonshine. Anything besides that?
Crystal.
Just crystal?
Crystal clear.
Crystal what?
Clear.
Oh. Okay. Anything besides that?
Rod gut.
People ever say white light?
White lining.
Let's see. Okay. This expression, if you walk into the kitchen and something's cooking that really appeals to you, you might say, just that.
Smell it.
All right. Something that you would pour over pancakes, this sweet, sticky stuff.
Syrup.
All right. Is there anything that's like syrup, maybe, but a little different?
Molasses.
What's the difference there?
Molasses is a lot thicker.
Any difference in taste?
Syrup's a lot sweeter.
Okay. What about this word? If I had on a belt that was made out of cowhide and nothing else, I might say something like, well, now this isn't artificial leather. This is
real.
Okay. Or another word that would mean the same thing. You would
genuine.
Say, yeah. What about the word, used to, before sugar was so prepackaged like it is now, how would you say it was sold if it were sold just right out of the barrel? Would you have an expression for that?
Scoops.
Okay. How would you say the word B-U-L-K if sold in?
Bulk.
Okay. And this stuff you might spread over hot toast. Made out of different kinds of fruit.
Jam, jelly.
Yeah, okay. And you would have shakers on the table for?
Salt, pepper.
Okay. If somebody offered you a bowl of fruit, maybe oranges and apples, you might say, well, I don't think I care for an orange, but an apple.
Maybe an apple.
Or, yeah, apple.
Run that by one more time.
Blank me an apple.
Give me.
Okay. If you were pointing out some boys who had done something like broken a window, you might say, well, it's not these boys right here, it's
those.
Right. And if you're pointing out something, you might say, well, it's not here nearby, it's right
there.
Okay. Or if you're showing somebody how to do something, you might say, well, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
What would you say the opposite of rich is? If a man's not rich, he might be
poor.
All right. Kind of complete this sentence. You might say, if a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about. But life's hard on a man.
He doesn't have anything.
Okay. And what would you call a lot of fruit trees growing together?
Orchard. Orchard.
Yeah, okay. And complete this sentence same way you did the last one. If somebody's looking at an orchard, he might turn to me and say, well, do you own this orchard? And I say, well, no, I'm just a neighbor. Now, the man who lives up the street, he's the man
who owns the orchard.
Okay. And same sort of thing for this sentence. I might say, well, when I was a boy, my father was poor, but